Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Here we go. It's hour number one of the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan, a proper football Friday. We do have Stephen Jones coming up in 1 hour, 5 hours of pure gold, as always. Thanks for asking, General, at your service. At ease. There's Brian Broaddus, the former Cowboys scout, the Super Bowl champion with you, riding every day here on your home of the Cowboys, and Lucius Alexander's in the Pimp Cup over there, Master Control here. 75-52, fixing to go 5 flawless. Both your nosebleed brothers are out today. So they're both basically on a family man duty.
Family man duty.
You got Woolchuck, whose second baby arrived last week. His paternity leave will conclude this weekend. He'll be back in Monday getting you ready for the Cowboys and Raiders with us. And Eric Chiafalo is taking a much-deserved day off to help celebrate his wife's birthday. So salute to those boys. How the heck you doing today, man?
I'm doing great, man. Dawson, we've got Liverpool and Real Madrid on the screen, a little Champions League.
Ooh, we just
got
underway.
Bassmasters Classics working here. I mean, hey, it couldn't be better, man. We'll figure out the TV. We've got two of the good TVs working. We'll get two of them behind you get going here. But, yeah, should be a good day. Look forward to being with you and Lucius today talking a little sports.
Yes, and it is prediction time. We do it every football Friday. Right now, I think the Cowboys are going to win. I got it 24-16, though.
Yeah.
I just don't think that we can anticipate, unfortunately, they're going to go to Las Vegas and restore faith in this offense. You know, the report that you gave yesterday, plus a lot of the analytics pegging the Raiders right around an average defense. I think going on the road, Cowboys averaging about 24 points per game on the road. You know, that's what makes sense to me. How about you?
Yeah, I went 26-23 Dallas. I think that there's going to be some things that, you know, if Dallas is going to try and find some balance in their offense the last couple of weeks. You know, they played teams that have kind of affected the running game. That's been a little bit of a problem. You know, if it turns into all of a sudden, no, do you not have a great answer for Max Crosby? Now it turns into a passing game. I mean, there's a lot of things. I mean, Williams is going to be important running the football. He's going to be really important helping with some blitz pickup stuff and helping clean up some messes, because all of a sudden you get in this game and you allow a little bit of, you let Max Crosby take this thing over. I think it's going to be a little bit closer game than people might think.
Is this offensive line kind of letting the Cowboys down, or is it devolving as we go? I know Cooper Beebe was really good. Looking at some of the Tyler Booker stats, like for the season, he's doing well against the pass. But I just think as a group of guys, we thought after the first month or so, this, you know, it might be a situation where they have figured out a way to play with a line like this. But I think the last couple of weeks, it's totally exhausted that Cowboys offensive optimism that I have.
Yeah, they've got to get things right, because the stretch they're about to go through, you know, when Philadelphia coming up, Kansas City, you know, Jones hasn't really played up to his standards in Kansas City. Then you get, you know, the visit to Detroit. You better figure out some things. This group is banged up a little bit in the offensive line. You know, I think Tyler Smith's dealing with a little bit more than leading on to be with the knee injury and stuff. And then you've got Beebe kind of coming back after missing some games, him trying to kick some rust off himself. And you mentioned Booker and the pass protection stuff has been okay for the most part, but he's missed time too.
Yep.
You know, and the one consistent thing that you've had is the two offensive tackles, and now the coach is talking to us about, well, we're going to have a competition at right tackle. So that kind of tells you where they're all right now.
Yeah, yeah, I think, and I love that. You know, I don't think the previous coaching staff wanted to move on from Terrence Steele. I like how this coaching staff is moving in, and we'll see if they show similar amounts of loyalty once they have all of their own guys in, but it's got to be a meritocracy.
Yeah, they've got to kind of figure out some things. And, you know, the Raiders, with the exception of Max Crosby, are not a great pass rushing group. They don't get quick pressures. The things that gave Dallas problems in the Arizona game were the quick pressures and Dak Prescott's ability to escape. But they just can't allow this Max Crosby to take over the game. The Raiders have two legitimate players when you start to really focus in. They got one on offense and they got one on defense. You know, we'll see with Ashton Jeanty. You know, the plan for the Raiders might be, well, hell, let's try and run the football and see if Dallas, how good Dallas is with the run defense, with all the additions that they made. The Carolina game plan, but people argue with their sleep. Well, damn, Broadus, the Raiders haven't run the ball well all year. Well, what do you mean Carolina plan? Carolina's built to run the football. Well, Ashton Jeanty is a guy that when you watch him play, and if you've watched the Raiders play at all, he gets hit at the line of scrimmage, behind the line of scrimmage, but he's the fourth best in the league with yards after contact. So that tells you a little something. If Dallas is going to get in that mode where they don't get him at the line of scrimmage like other teams have,
yeah.
You know, Dallas has been a team that's been a yard, 2 yards beyond the line of scrimmage and now allowing, you know, if you're having a big success rate, you know, Dallas is one of the worst in the league when it comes to successful runs or defending. They give up more successful runs. So all of a sudden you give Ashton Jeanty 2 yards and then another 4+.
Yeah.
That turns into a long day for you defensively. Hopefully things will square up though with the new additions.
You can't get 30-35 put on you from this offense, or you know, the belief that you fixed anything at the bye is just going to go up in smoke.
Well, then it turns into, you ask me how many players have I studied? I know Majors asked me, and then it turns into, okay, well, now you need to evaluate the guys you have. You know, evaluate the defensive tackles, evaluate the linebackers, try and figure out, okay, the plan of attack going into the offseason then would be, hey, how much money are you going to spend on free agency? You're going to tag, you know, Pickens? That's what, you lose to the Raiders, your season now turns into really kind of off-season mode. And I know that I'm saying that from a broadcaster standpoint. They'll tell us, though, there's no tanking. We got to keep playing. And I respect that because I've been in that chair. But in reality, you now become an evaluator of your football team and then figure out what you need to do in the fall not to have that happen again.
So no Cowboys football for 2 weekends in a row. We won't get this thing going until Monday night. We'll have the pregame for you Monday afternoon starting at 4 o'clock with Eric Chiafalo and Brian Broaddus. How do you, is every weekend that doesn't have the Cowboys from here to the draft all draft focus for you?
Yeah, I've been doing podcasts in the morning before I come here, and then, you know, I do stuff with DallasCowboys.com. So I knock out, I usually get to my studio over there about 6 in the morning,
mm-hmm.
and then start watching tape, do a podcast, watch some more tape, you know, then come over here, and then at night I get more tape too. So,
yeah.
You know, I'm really, really fortunate and blessed to be able to have the games, and they're all right there, and you know, you got the list, and this is what I do this time of year. You know, I mean, I used to do it, Dawson, when it was like December 1st, and now I've kind of figured like November 1st is a better time because it allows me to feel more comfortable going into the draft. So, you know, and I know if this thing turns into, we could pivot real quick. I know on Crown Global Media, we'll pivot real quick to a draft coverage. Real quick. And, you know, and I know you'll do the same. I'm going to walk in here one day and you're going to go, hey, man, here's the big board report. What do you think?
Yeah.
You know, and that's what it's going to mean. That's what it kind of comes into. You got to think about, well, if they're not going to find ways to win games, and you still have to cover the team.
Yeah.
You still have to talk about it. And I'll look at the teams, the opponents and stuff like that. But then it turns into then, okay, how do you fix these things? You know, how do you go about fixing? I think people would be more interested in how to fix than how are you going to attack the Philadelphia Eagles if there's really no hope? But hopefully they'll win this game and give everybody a little bit of hope going in.
I'm having a hard time. And I'm gonna get into players this year, and my goal is to get to 100. I'm having a hard time with the idea of moving off the Sunday games, though, because of the entertainment factor and trying to learn the rest of the league as much as possible.
Sure.
Like, you know, and having reference points for upcoming games.
Well, that's what you do with your podcast, because I know you do stuff. You cover the Steelers on some of the stuff that they do. I know you do the Cowboys stuff,
yeah.
And so yeah, you're trying to learn the national stuff. You're trying to learn the teams and things like that. I find myself, what happens to me is I get so focused, because on a Sunday is usually me watching a Cowboy game. So I really don't have an idea until later on that night who did what. Hmm. But I get so focused on the Cowboys, it's like, well, so-and-so's playing well for that team. And you're like, oh, okay. And then you go back and watch. And I have access to all the game tape, too, in the pro side of things. I could, if there's a game that I'm really like, man, how did the Chargers stop the Broncos offensively? I could go back and watch that. So I don't feel like I lose a lot there, but I also feel like, though, my responsibility to, like, the station and to my podcast and stuff
is
to know these college players as well as I can.
Okay, so moving forward with this team, how much optimism, confidence do you have in the offense? I don't think it's special anymore. I said last night on my Cowboys podcast, I think it's likely, and I don't think this is a hot take, this is actually closer to an average defense than an average offense than an elite offense right now.
Yeah.
And that's shocking. You know, I thought there was no way we were going to be saying that 4 weeks ago. Dak has fallen out of the top 10 in the quarterback indexes. Like, there's a lot of bad going on. So I wonder if just one tackle would fix this, or you got to fix both. Like, where is your Tyler Guyton trajectory at right now?
Yeah, I'm more in line with, I'm okay with Tyler Guyton. I think after watching him play against the Broncos, I know there were 3-4 pressures from, you know, Nick Benito, you know, but overall I was
3-4 is not horrible against Benito.
Yeah, and I was thinking at least if it was 3 or 4 sacks, then we might be talking something different here.
Yeah.
I think the right tackle is where you're at, and I think that's why they have the competition, or even talking about the competition there. And I know people out there, you know, I've looked at a couple of offensive tackles, you know, already that will probably be in that range, maybe where Dallas is picking, you know, that their first pick. Now we'll see what happens. That might turn into a top 10 pick. Hell, it might be a 14 or 15 pick, depending on how things kind of shake out. You're hoping, I mean, if you're into the draft, you want it to be as high as you can. But if you're a Cowboy fan, you want them to win games and keep going. But yeah, there's going to be a couple of offensive tackles. We've seen in the past where there's been like 5 to 7 of those guys, rounds 1 through 3, that could legitimately play. Right now, I've just like kind of seen 2 that'll probably fall somewhere between that first pick and then where you're picking maybe at, you know, maybe about 18 or 20 in that range.
See, but team building wise, I would look at this like, if we're going to use a pick, it should be the first one, because we need as good a tackle as possible. At the end of the round, you're looking at Guyton and Tyler Smith, yeah. And Tyler Smith ended up being good, but year one wasn't good enough. And the reason I'm saying that is because of Dak Prescott's age. As a team builder, don't you have to consider that your quarterback is coming up, and at this point will have 2 or 3 years left on his contract? Do you want to do a fourth contract? Yeah. I don't know. Is he going to be healthy? I don't know. But I would look at 2026 as we need to make sure we have right tackle fixed, and we can't be in a learning curve that could, you know, threaten next year as well.
Yeah, well,
I was worried in the offseason that your lack of tackle play would put Dak in a situation where the time and the space isn't there for him to play at an MVP level.
Oh, he's
and
done,
that's come to roost.
Oh, he's done a pretty good job of avoiding, but they've had, if you go across the board after games, when Zach and I are kind of talking about it on the post game show, and we get those metrics that say 2 pressures here, 3 pressures here, 2 pressures here, you know, your 5 guys are all kind of, you know, having a little, but I think that they're telling you what they think. They're telling you they think that the right tackle is the issue for them right now. And so, you know, I'm sure there's some folks out there that are like, damn it, we can't draft another first-round offensive tackle. But to be the smart thing, it might be to absolutely do that. I'm going to say another thing. I mean, you got to think about, if you want to really be irresponsible, you should talk about potentially a quarterback at that spot too. You know, I mean, if you're going to have the 2 ones, you know, maybe it'll allow you to pick a guy that if you feel really good about somebody, if you're really into team building, you know, and you want to be, I don't think that's irresponsible to talk about tackle or talk about quarterback. Okay. I just want them to do enough in free agency where we're not sitting here like going, well, they've got to take defense. They've got to take defense. Go out there in free agency and spend some money and figure out like, okay, we'll go get a safety. We'll get a linebacker. We'll get a corner.
Yeah.
You know, we'll go get, you'll tag Pickens.
Yeah.
You know, give yourself some flexibility so it doesn't, well, if you want to draft an offensive tackle, you can. Mm-hmm. You don't have to sit there and say, well, gosh, we're locked into having to take two defensive players
here. Yeah, you have two ones, and you're going to have about five legitimate needs, I think, when you get to the offseason, if you look at corner and safety and maybe edge tackle.
If you sit on your hands and play bottom fishing free agency again, then you deserve what you get. You need to go out there. You made a good trade to go get Quinnen Williams, try and build some things around him. But also, you got to think about your offensive line. You got to think about the quarterback position if there's something there. You know, if all of a sudden you get to a thing where Dak stays completely healthy and all of a sudden you're struggling, you know, you're struggling to win games. I know people are saying, well, damn, Ross, the defense is the what's giving it up. But no, but we've seen the last couple of weeks, the offense hasn't been that 30-40 burger offense that we always talk about.
No, it really hasn't. And, you know, now the offense is trending out of the top 10 when it comes to some of those team-wide efficiency rankings. Let me just say this. Joe Flacco is not having a problem getting the ball out quick. It is all on their defense giving up 450 or 500 yards and 35 points. Yeah. But Joe Flacco's getting that ball out with an offensive line just as bad as whatever the Cowboys have done this year.
Maybe he's got, worse.
He's got two wide receivers. Yeah. So, you know, the scheme of the passing game, Dak, but, you know, throughout Dak's career, I've always considered him pretty good, but not great. So when he's not playing well, I'm critical of him. And the Dak honks think, oh, you're a Dak hater. And then when he's playing incredibly well, I talk about, hey, this is MVP level. And the Dak haters think I flipped to being an ultra Dak supporter. And neither one of them are true. But, you know, I'm looking at these last eight games and hoping to see what we saw in the first month of the season. Yeah. And if we don't, then I think it does open up for a tremendous amount of criticism because, you know, the last two games we have seen him miss open players, not go to George Pickens more when Patrick Surtain was out.
Yeah.
And then the Arizona game was maybe his worst yet. So got a lot to work on here in this second half of the season that will not only give them a playoff chance, hopefully, but also, you know, set your priorities for the offseason. This age, this injury level, that might be the perfect thing to do with your second first, or maybe even if the first is in the top 10 and you feel like this guy could be special.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think that'd be premature at all.
I would just like them to have options to where, and not to be like boxed into where they have to take defensive players. You know, I would like for them to keep that as open as possible, and free agency I think will be important for that.
You got a top 10 for us today, buddy.
I do. A top 10 list. It's National Seatbelt Day. And you're thinking, huh, National Seatbelt Day?
Yeah.
I'm going to give you the top 10 corners in NFL history. We'll do that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Yeah, buddy. Welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. We got your G-Bag of the Day, Champ. And then Wolchuk's Top 10 hosted today by one Brian brought us. So we're looking forward to that. I got a Kalen Carson question here for in a sec as well brought us. But the segment's brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one's injured in a car truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels are the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Let's go into the Pimp Cup. Here's Lucius.
Hey, hey, hey on a Friday, baby.
What's up, dude?
What's up, man? Let's see here. Our winner and champ of G-Bag of the Day so far, which will happen today at 5:30. Stick around for that. You don't want to miss it. I got some John Blaze for you, no doubt. Eric Chiafalo is our winner and champ of G-Bag of the Day. I believe this is day two going for three of this man. He started off the show the other day with a goodbye letter. A little love letter, if you will, to Nico Harrison.
Fortune favors the bold. So exciting, exciting things fell our way.
You, Nico Harrison, you didn't just rip our hearts out. You tossed them in a blender of betrayal. You chugged the smoothie of heartbreak, and you crapped it out. And then you urinated all over it. Your sick, selfish hatred for Fupa Fat Boy, beer-chugging superstars who drop 30-point triple-doubles in their sleep and carry teams to the finals on their big-ass backs sent us spiraling down into the sewage of the sport. And you traded our guy for an older, fatter, glass-boned big man who's played in maybe 30% of the games that you dragged him here. Defense wins championships, huh? What wins is fat, pale loaves of European bread rising to the occasion. Just ask the Nuggets. Luka was our loaf. Home-baked, yeast-perfected, a once-in-a-millennium crust, the kind of talent most cities wait a lifetime to sniff. The basketball gods handed us a miracle, straight from our German goat loaf to this Slovenian masterpiece, and you wiped your hidey with it. You rubbed it in our faces, and then you jammed Anthony Davis pipe dreams and two-year windows down our throats. Windows held open with toothpicks over the most fragile roster in the league. Misfortune favors the incompetent, Nico. Ooh. A wise man once said, people are either showers or growers in this life.
Here we go.
But Nico Harrison, he's both.
Salute to Eric Chia. Follow us in this man. Some love on social. Let him know he's missed. Congratulate him once again for one of the greatest rants in fan history.
That was awesome. Well, he was really, he was kind of nervous about it.
Yeah.
He was just kind of like, oh, man, I'm just glad that's over with.
I mean, you plan something like that out. You start, you know, with this spark and this idea, and you're exhilarated, yeah, and you're scratching it out. Then you rehearse it 10 times, and you're like, wait, is it that good? You start second-guessing yourself, think, am I going to go out there and pull it off to the best of my ability?
Yeah.
But he did.
Oh, he absolutely pulled that off.
A performance artist, a master of the spoken words, Eric Chiafalo. The champ will face the challengers coming up at 5:30. We'll get to the top 10 at 2:20. Here he is, Broadus, with Wolchuk's top 10.
Thank you very much. Oh.
Yeah, before we get there, man, I wanted to ask you. Yeah. They usually play the music and then they do a little sports chat and they get to the top 10, so I'm going to be on format there. But been a lot of talk this week about Kalen Carson. I went and watched him. I looked at his PFF numbers. Looked like a very respectable day.
Yeah.
It was a massive improvement from last time I remember him last season, just getting picked on.
Sure. I mean, the visions we had of him last year were against the Ravens, where they were just going after him, you know, down after down after down. And, you know, there was questions. You know, he didn't have really a, you know, he was rehabbing. He didn't have a training camp. He had practices. You know, that's really not much to kind of go on. He was, you know, he was a very coming out of Wake Forest, he was a very confident kid. He was a player that played well in the zone, played man. You know, he was one of those guys when he was selected, I thought, man, they stole one here. It was one of those, they stole a kid here. But then he got hurt. He got banged up. He kind of lost track. He lost himself. But what I saw the other day against Arizona and the opportunity was a guy that looked a little bit more like what we'd seen at Wake Forest. They put him out there. They let him cover some man coverage stuff. He was in phase. He was able to run with this guy. He didn't get fooled. There was no double moves. There was no just dropping coverage. I mean, I sat down and just watched him just by myself, just like, whoa, okay, let's see what he's doing here. But the zone coverage stuff, the ability to drive, not be fooled, you know, trying to get over, make a play, tackle, whatever he had to do, it was one of those games where it was a positive, very positive when it came to how he performed. So I was encouraged. This week, you could absolutely see him. Now, I think that we'll see with Revelle how he plays. We talked about it maybe a little bit yesterday about what do you think from him? How many snaps is he going to play defensively? I just could see him the way they've done things in the past of maybe playing him on special teams and then kind of working his way back in. But I wouldn't be surprised at all with what they saw from Carson that we see more of him than, say, an Elam in this football game. You know, I think that's going to be...
That'd be something, man.
Yeah.
I mean, they need a starting caliber corner so bad. And so much talk has been about Quinnen Williams and Logan Wilson and guys, but I think internal improvement. And if that wasn't an outlier, if that's the new Kalen Carson, I would be curious of how that happened, considering he was banged up so much, he didn't have a lot of practice time. But sometimes just the experience and a chance to reflect can turn some light bulbs on.
Yeah, being a rookie and then going through all that, I'm sure it was traumatic for him, you know, and he'd always been at Wake Forest, had been the guy, had been a guy that was out there, you know, playing at a high level and all. So, I'm sure that all the things he was going through, he was glad to step out there when he, you know, it was a loss, but you look at him, the way that he played, that was a big win for the Cowboys.
Yeah,
right,
anybody better than TriQuez Bridges right now is a massive bump. But if you're talking better than Kyrie Elam, that's probably around league average as far as corners go.
Well, that's what they've got to figure out to do is Bridges. They're going to have to make some moves to get some of these guys on. Hmm. And you wonder if, in fact, that they're going to move on from some guys like Bridges.
Yeah.
You know, and because they've got to swap some guys out to – you know, to get some of these guys on the active roster.
Well, we need Perry and Winfrey, and then the other corner, Josh Butler, right?
Yeah, well, Butler's been waiting. I mean, he's healthy and ready to go, so there's nothing there. But we'll see with Winfrey if they can, you know, they're down now with, you know, with the defensive, you know, with the tackle. We'll see what happens with Solomon Thomas. I don't believe Solomon Thomas is going to play for you this week. I think the injury report's going to show the calf injury.
Got to be careful with
is
that.
Is the calf injury one of these things that's going to be on IR now? Is he going to be, you know, our dealings with calf injuries, any sports team here in the Metroplex, it's like, oh, geez. You know,
yeah.
Dealing with the one right now with the Mavs. So
that's one you want to back at 100%.
Right. So this very well could be, we could see that maybe to get one of these guys on, that Solomon Thomas goes on the injured reserve list.
So is this your first foray into Wolchuk's top 10?
Yeah, I think I've done one before with some food items and stuff, but because it was National Seatbelt Day, you know, I'm the guy that, and I don't know about you, have you seen when they do the whole thing, you know, every act?
Yeah.
Okay, why did I feel like that was, they were putting their
sword away?
I thought they were putting the sword back. I thought it was, I've slayed you, and now I'm putting the sword back.
Yep.
But then everybody's like, no, dumbass, it's the the seatbelt. They're putting the seatbelt on.
So clever.
I did. I felt stupid. I'm like, oh. They're like, no, if you do your sword, you do it the other. And I'm like, okay.
It's a two-handed sword.
Yeah, but I thought it was. I did too. Did you really?
I thought it was putting away a sword, yeah.
I'm glad somebody else thought that, because when I was told that, I was surprised.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, seatbelt. Yeah, they're buckling them down.
And I mean, it just seems so G-rated to do a buckle, right? And we're out here humping the air, and we're doing handguns, and Aaron Rodgers has his six-shooters.
Yeah,
and
I was just kind of like, what? Really? It's a seatbelt?
Mm-hmm.
But everybody's doing it, you know?
Brilliant.
It's actually very brilliant. So here we are. But so I'm going to do the top 10 cornerbacks, since we got National Seatbelt Day. Top 10 cornerbacks of all time. And some of these guys, I think you and I have seen. There's maybe one that you haven't seen.
Other than NFL films, maybe?
Yeah, maybe you were kind of like watching one day and you're like, oh, that was that guy.
Mm-hmm.
One of these guys has a great nickname for who he is. So we'll get to that. At number 10, we have one of the fastest corners that I've ever seen personally, and that's Darryl Green.
Okay.
Yeah, from the Washington Redskins.
I heard he ran 4.3 at 40.
He was Darryl Green was one of the best that I mean when you talk about just like. It was like a burgundy blur running on the screen, you know, with that jersey. He was one of those guys, you talk about cover ground, nobody could run by him. He was a smaller guy, shorter guy, but played the ball great in the air, could run all day, hard guy to run away from.
Yeah, couldn't separate.
Yeah, he played 20 seasons in the NFL.
Good gravy.
All for the Washington team. His exceptional speed, we talked about that. Longevity earned him 7 Pro Bowl selections. He's a spot in the Hall of Fame. So he is a Hall of Fame player for you. At number 9 is Willie Brown. I don't know, this would be an Oakland Raider one from back in the day. You've probably seen the highlights from the Super Bowl when they're playing the Minnesota Vikings, and there's this guy running with an interception right at you. The camera is just, that's Willie Brown. Willie Brown was a... And when you look at the Raider defense, he was a lockdown guy, 9-time Pro Bowler, 6-time first-team All-Pro, another member of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. But they had some tremendous defensive backs, you know, with Jack Tatum and Willie Brown and guys. The Raiders back in the day defensively, they had that type of second. They had hitters, they had cover guys. Guys that played with a lot of speed, a lot of power back there. The Raider defenses were really,
I mean,
really
Al
good.
Davis was a respected coach and scout and GM. I mean, he did a lot of good things there in the early decade or so.
Yeah, he
first built, 20 years.
Yeah, he built his team about speed. Mm. He built his team about speed and toughness. And Willie Brown was a big, big part of that, though. If you go back, just go back and YouTube Willie Brown, you'll see a guy that makes a lot of plays. At number 8 is Champ Bailey. We all kind of know Champ Bailey.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Champ Bailey out of Georgia. 12-time Pro Bowl selection, 3-time first-team All-Pro. He finished his career with 52 interceptions and was a premier shutdown corner for both the Redskins and the Broncos. Champ Bailey. His brother's name, by the way, do you know his brother's name by any chance?
Chump.
Boss.
Boss Bailey.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Boss Bailey.
Yeah. Mom and dad were being really creative with the Bailey brothers when they were
real names, huh?
Real names.
Was he traded for the running back? Did he go Washington to Denver for what's
Clinton
his name?
Portis.
Yeah, Clinton Portis.
Clinton Portis.
Won me a fantasy league or two.
Wow. Absolutely. Number 7 is the guy I got fired for. Be Charles Woodson. Charles Woodson, a versatile player, excelled at both cornerback safety. Tried to convince Parcells of that. He wanted no part of it. He won a Heisman Trophy, of course. He won a Super Bowl. And he was a defensive player of the year for the Green Bay Packers.
So you were trying to convince him to go get Woodson, and he was like, no, we're not going to do
it. No, he would sign with the Packers. And
you wouldn't let it go?
I wouldn't let it go. He wouldn't let it go either. He's like, you want that malcontent. The problem was he was talking to Al Davis, and Mr. Davis was like influencing him in a negative way. So, yeah, anyway. Mike Haynes is at number six. He's a nine-time. He's a New England Patriot. Nine-time Pro Bowl selection, two-time first-team All-Pro. He was a dominant cover corner, kick returner, Patriots, and also with the Raiders. Later in his career, he went to the Raiders. Because he was one of these guys that was super smooth in the way he played. But he was number six. Darrell Revis, nicknamed Revis Island. He was known for his elite coverage skill, often shutting down the opponent's best receiver. He was a seven-time All-Pro, four-time first-team All-Pro. He's at number five. You watch some Darrell Revis?
Yeah, I watched quite a bit of Revis. You know, he was they were all over the place there 15 years ago when the Jets were irrelevant there with Rex Ryan coaching him. And I guess shoddy on the offensive side.
Yeah, he was a guy. By all means, the nickname Revis Island, because you really did not want to throw the ball his direction. I mean, he had the man cover skills. He was really good at reading, reacting, playing the ball in the air. You know, most of these guys could play the ball in the air, but he was really good at seeing, like, the route develop and then anticipating that and putting himself in position to make plays. Number four is four-time Super Bowl champ Mel Blount. This is from the Steel Curtain. This guy was, like, a big corner. This guy was, like, you watched him play. He had some size to him. He was a five-time Pro Bowler, two-time first-team All-Pro, 1975 Defensive Player of the Year. Physical, the Mel Blount rule is, it created in 1978 to limit contact receivers. He was a guy that liked the bump and run coverage back in the 70s. He'd play up on the guy, and he would never let you off the line of scrimmage. He was that big, that long, that physical, that tough. Mel Blount.
6'3", 227.
Yeah. Very, like, in an era where, you know, there were guys were starting to get big. For a corner, that was rare. Here's number three is Dick Night Train Lane. This is from the Detroit Lions. He set the single-season record for interceptions with 14 in a 12-game season in 1952. He was named to seven Pro Bowls, three first-team All-Pro selections. He was another one of those guys that when you watch, like, the old highlights of the Lions games and stuff, when they tried to throw, he was always around the ball, always going to get it. Very impressive with the way he played.
14 picks in a 12-game season once.
Yeah, that's what it was. Incredible. He's a big-time player.
Big hitter, right?
Yeah, a big hitter. Yeah, really good tackler, too. And that's when you could tackle, like, violently, go around the guys' heads and stuff like that.
It's amazing anybody made it to the end of the game.
Yeah. Rod Woodson at number two, 11-time Pro Bowl selection, six-time first-team All-Pro, 1993 Defensive Player of the Year, and 71 career interceptions. That's third all-time for Rod Woodson. We one time played him in a game in Green Bay in 92. Favre's second game as a starter, and we challenged him, and like the whole time we're like, don't challenge this guy, don't challenge. What'd Favre do? He challenged this guy. We made a couple of plays, ended up beating the Steelers. And number one is your very own Deion Sanders.
Yeah.
Two-time Super Bowl champ, eight-time Pro Bowl selection, six-time first-team All-Pro, 1994 Defensive Player of the Year. He's known as one of the best cover corners and most dynamic athletes in NFL history.
And he tackled all his mom's bills.
Tackled them all.
I thought that was one of the great lines. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, sir. Nice job there.
Thank you. Top 10 at 220 every afternoon here with Wolchuk. Be back on Monday. Biggest L, biggest dub coming up, a Fire Nico edition. Then we'll get to Stephen Jones here. It's the G-Bag Nation on 105.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world.
As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
5-3 The Fan. Thank you, Lucius. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Just the three of us today. Both the nosebleed guys are out. We do have Stephen Jones coming up at 3 o'clock. So we look forward to chatting with Steve here, I guess, 13 minutes from now. Where have you experienced some personal victories this week, and where have you felt the sting of defeat? Ended up holding that L at 877-881-1053 if you want to text in with yours. Let's do this.
Yes, sir. I'm Gavin Dawson, in for Eric Chiafalo here in Biggest L, Biggest Dub. Anything for you, Brian, this week? You pick up any big dubs?
Yo, I tell you what, the dubs we talked about earlier, I just keep getting, like, in the box, I get more film. I get more college film.
Oh, that
film.
Is a big win.
So, yeah, you know, I'm not having to search for games, and I'm like, they're getting really good matchups. So the dub is that the college process is off to a good start. So I'll take that as a big win.
The content is flowing.
Yeah.
I did see we were third in our weekly ratings update today. So that's a pretty good dub
thanks,
for us.
Thanks, everybody.
Lucius,
out there,
any L's or dubs to report?
Definitely got an L. No dubs. I need a dub. I'm looking for a dub. Daddy need a dub. Daddy need a dub. I need a dub. Now, my L, man, I think I have a, in my beautiful truck that I love, the power steering, I think the pump is cracked.
Oh no.
Yep. So now I gotta replace that
power steering pump.
Every time you stack some paper, ooh, there's something there for it.
Yes, dude. That sounds like about $500-$600.
I feel like it.
Yeah,
I'm scared to look at it.
My phone rang yesterday and it was the insurance company, and I was like, oh god, I got that feeling in my stomach. Every time the phone rings, it seems like it's $500, $1,000.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, Lucius, this is like old school drive the truck. No, do you have power steering in the truck?
I have power steering, but I had to replace it twice, and I was like, okay, there's definitely a crack in this thing.
Okay, I was just thinking you're like old school. With, I mean, they didn't have the powers.
Yeah, that's rough.
Like, yeah, big old arms.
Yeah, like a 73 Ford.
Oh, yeah, gee. You get trying respect to horse for the
that,
tech.
Horsing that thing around.
Yeah.
So this thing is cracked on you twice, and it's cracked again?
No, it's never cracked on me before. Oh. I replaced it like... You know, replace the power steering fluid.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And I've had to do it twice. So I was like, okay, there's clearly some type of crack going on here. So I'm going to buy the part like I usually do offline somewhere and drop it off at Pet Boys and let them fix it for me.
There you go.
And there's a Applebee's right next door. So while they're working on it, I go to Applebee's.
Give me the man size, Coley.
Applebee's, come on back.
Okay. I think the biggest L sports-wise was Patrick Dumont only releasing the statement on it and not taking more accountability for everything that had happened. I really think it's time for Dumont to give Mavs fans more assurance that he has seen the light, or that he is for sure going to run all major decisions through many more chains of authority. Because the quote that he had from shortly after the Luka trade is it's resonating across Mavs Twitter. He says, if you look at the greats in the league, the people you and I grew up with, and he said Jordan, Bird, Kobe, and then Shaq. They worked really hard every day with a singular focus to win. If you don't have that, it doesn't work. And if you don't have that, you shouldn't be part of the Mavericks. He says, that's who we want. So he said, I'm unwavering on this. The entire organization knows this. This is how I operate outside of basketball. This is the only way to be competitive and win. If you want to take a vacation, don't do it with us. So you know, that was pretty authoritative. It was strong. It was critical of Luka Doncic. The fact that Dumont is apparently not comfortable enough or informed enough or a qualified communicator to come out there and somehow take accountability for this and then spin it in some way to make you feel more confident. I think that is a significant issue, and we really need this for closure at some point in the next week or so, Brian. It's kind of amazing they didn't do a press conference and trot him up there at the time.
Yeah, but I don't think they wanted, I don't think Gina Miller wanted that to happen at all. I think she's kind of trying to kind of damage control some stuff and, you know, and get things kind of in order before she thinks about anything. Gina's really smart how to handle those things. This is my problem, though, guys. I wish he would ask for help outside the organization. I would like somebody. I'd like to believe that an owner of an NFL of an NBA team could get an evaluation of his team, the coaching staff, nuts and bolts, everything about it. You know, just, hey, this is what, do a deep dive of why, you know, why are, what are the eternal problems? There are things that happened during the Cuban administration that they had to, and that was like the off the court stuff. They need to kind of figure out, like, are these the right decision makers? Are these the right guys that I need to be leaning on here? I have the utmost respect for Finley and guys like that. As a player, as a survivor, a man survived all these administrations. There haven't been a lot of them, but, you know, the Donnie Nelson and that crew. But he seems to have always, remember with like Vegas Bob, he survived that whole thing.
Yeah.
So give him credit for being a survivor. But I wonder if, in fact, that you need, Patrick needs somebody from the outside to do a deep dive on his organization. And then as they start to work through things, he could at least have a point of reference. Because right now, they're going to tell him what he wants. They, you know, they saw how Nico manipulated him. He doesn't need to be manipulated anymore here.
No, and you're right. Privately, he needs to find somebody he can trust inside the league that successfully run a
team.
There you go. But I don't think you can broadcast that to the world. And I think Mavs fans want sort of contrition or reason to believe that he's learned. Like if he would come out and say, wow, I was a new owner. It was my first couple of years.
Sure.
I wanted to trust my GM because I'm an engineer and I wouldn't want a basketball guy coming into my engineering department and tell me how to do it. So I wanted to lean on Nico, and it cost us big time. And I will maybe never be able to make that up to you. So I'll try to give you the second best thing, which is figuring out how to win a championship by trusting more qualified people. That's all we need to hear.
You wanted to hear an apology.
Absolutely.
That I, hey, listen, you're.
Because he's not going away.
No,
I mean,
no,
forcing a guy to sell the team is 1,000 times harder than firing the GM.
You're not, you know, to sell a team, it's to sell a team, you're going to have to do something like Donald Sterling did out there in L.A., kind of thing.
It's going to have to be a massive embarrassment. It would be the biggest shock in the world if you would buy and do a quick flip. Now, sometimes, like the Russian billionaire who bought the Nets 15 years ago, sometimes they hold the team for 5 or 6 years, and they're like, you know what, this isn't our thing. But usually it's not within a couple of years, and not at this point, right? They would wait for the asset to appreciate significantly and then sell it. All right, it's the G-Bag Nation here. We got one down and four to go, having a good football Friday, and Stephen Jones going to jump on with us next and answer all our Cowboys questions as they get ready to visit the Las Vegas Raiders coming up on Monday night. It's the G-Bag Nation, LeFant.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.